Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is Saturday Night Live radio show featuring Cinderella Mendez as host, as well as our guest speaker named Kimaya Dudley, which is my daughter. And tonight's topic is going to be about mother-to-daughter intervention. So what you can basically look forward is me going over some of her perspectives on school, her friends, and certain hobbies that she likes. And last but not least, her personal growth as a teenager. Okay, so without further ado, let's get right into the show. So Kimaya, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Kimaya, and I'm 12 years old, and I'm currently going to 8th grade.
Okay. Do you have any expectations for 8th grade?
No.
Okay, not at the time. All right, so being that we are talking about school, before we even get to school, is there anything that you want to explain as far as the things that you like, what you don't like? Like, what's your favorite food? What do you like to eat? You know, you don't want to share those things about yourself. You just want to share your age, your name, and what school you're going to?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. We can leave it at that. All right, so now we're just going to go into school. So let me ask you, do you know about what's going to be taking place for the school year as far as blended learning and online learning? Do you know about that?
Not really.
So you're not aware of what blended learning is, what online learning is, and on-site learning is? Okay, so can you briefly explain to the audience what it's about from your perspective? And take your time. So let's start off with what's on-site learning?
Going to school and learning from your perspective of, or just you going to school at like a regular school day, and then you go online and you do online work.
Okay, so is online different from on-site learning? Because I know on-site learning, you get to be around your peers, you get to you know, hang out with them, laugh and play, have a face-to-face interaction with them, opposed to being online where you guys are dealing with each other over the internet. So how do you feel about that?
I feel happy.
Okay, so now that we explained what online and on-site learning is about, what is blended learning?
I don't know.
Okay, so since you don't know, blended learning is when you combine both on-site learning and online learning together. So do you know what you're going to be doing for this season, for this fall? You know what you're going to be doing? Are you just going to be doing online, or are you going to do blended learning?
Both.
So that means you're going to be doing blended learning. So blended learning means is that maybe 2 days out of the week, you're going to be in school face-to-face and practicing social distancing in school. And then the rest of the week, which is 3 days of the week, you're going to be at home online interacting with your teachers. So how do you feel about the changes?
Happy.
So what is it that you're happy about?
Because I don't gotta wake up to go to school every day.
So was that your pet peeve, waking up early in the morning and having to go to school?
Yes.
Okay, do your school requires that you wear uniforms?
No, not this year.
But usually y'all wear uniforms, right?
Yes.
And how did that make you feel? You gotta sit up.
Relieved in a way.
That you had to wear uniforms?
No.
That you could wear your regular clothes?
Yes.
Okay. So, what is it that you didn't like about the uniform part?
because if we didn't have it cleaned, you have to get another uniform.
You have to get another uniform, and what else?
And when you want to put on a sweater, if it's cold, you can't.
Why you can't?
Unless you have the school logo sweater.
So that was,
but if you don't have the school logo sweater, you can't wear the sweater.
Okay, so that was one of the pet peeves about wearing a uniform. Like, when during a winter season or fall, you couldn't wear a sweater without the school logo, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what makes it a little bit more happy, because you get to go to school with your own clothes. So, do you like fashion?
Yes and no.
Okay, so do you like to dress up? Do you show your expression through dressing?
No.
Okay, so what makes you feel happy about being able to wear your own regular clothes to school?
I can wear whatever I want.
Okay, and you wearing whatever you want. I'm asking you, is it an expression of, you know, colors that you like to wear? You know, just you in general?
No, it's just I don't have to keep wearing uniforms.
Okay.
And looking the same every week.
Okay, good point. Okay, so now that we talked about that, blended learning, do you prefer online learning or do you prefer just the blended learning so where you could get to see your friends sometimes?
Blended learning.
Okay. All right. So are you scared about the coronavirus?
No.
You know, getting it or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you are going to do when you go to school as far as you practicing social distancing? What are some of the things you're going to do?
Stay to myself.
Okay, you can stay to yourself, but what else is the primary thing that you have to do and where?
Sanitize.
Hand sanitizer. What else?
I said keep sanitized.
Okay, keep your hands sanitized. Okay. What else do you need to have with you?
A mask.
Okay, at all times, right?
Yes.
Because we don't want to catch no COVID-19. We don't want no flus or anything like that. So we got to be very cautious, right? Okay. All right. So now let's move along to your friends. Okay. So my question is to you is, how do you start and form friendships?
I don't. Unless I'm nice.
Well, if you had the opportunity, if you was around a bunch of girls that were 12 year olds and they like the same things that you like and things of that sort, you know, you have similar hobbies, how would you form a friendship with that person? Just giving you a scenario, since you yourself can't, you know, explain about how you would form a friendship. So how would you form a friendship with if the scenario was as so?
Approach them nicely.
Approach them nicely, okay. And what else?
And
when you do approach them, what are you going to say to them to form a friendship?
Hi.
Hi. And say your name, introduce yourself, right?
Yes.
And would you highlight the fact of what y'all doing? Let's say it's swimming class or something that y'all have together. Would you highlight the fact that you and the person are in the same class and you want to work with them?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how you form a friendship, right? So basically you could form a friendship through having something in common with someone that's your age, that's in your age group, your peer group, right? So my next question is, how do you feel about older friends? Like, usually sometimes older friends in your past, some of them could be your best friends, you know, your BBF. And then some could be, you know, just friends that you had in the past that were just with you seasonal. So how do you feel about that?
Okay.
You feel okay about that? Do you even think about your older friends, like from grade school?
Some
of them you think about?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So do you have any best friends?
No.
You don't have no best friends?
Except Leah.
And who else is your friend?
Sanai.
I mean, you don't have to say all of their names, but you do have best friends, though, right?
Yes.
Do you classify your friends as one being more best, you know, friend than the other, or do you just treat all your friends equally?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. All right, so let me ask you a question. If you had to give somebody else advice, you know, someone younger than you, of how to form a friendship, what would be your advice?
Find out what you guys have in common first.
Okay.
And then approach them.
Politely, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what, when you approach them, what are some of the things that you might do? You should do.
Introduce yourself or say hi.
Okay, and maybe exchange numbers, right? Or some form of contact, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Is there anything else in addition that you would like to share with someone younger than yourself? What about if they're nervous of approaching someone? What would be your advice if they're nervous?
Not to be nervous, because if things don't go well, you could always try another time or get new friends.
Okay, along the process. And when you say they could always get new friends, what do you mean by that?
They can find someone else to be friends with.
Okay. Alright, so now we're going to move along to your hobbies. What are your favorite hobbies that you like to do? On your free, you know, time, leisure time, what is it that you like to do?
Play games and watch YouTube.
Okay, so describe some of those games.
Call of Duty. And that's it.
Alright, so who do you play Call of Duty with?
I don't.
You just said you play Call of Duty, okay, but who do you play Call of Duty with?
No one.
So you don't play Call of Duty with any relatives, no friends?
No.
Okay.
Except for my brother sometimes.
So how do you play Call of Duty with your brother?
Just invite the person and they just play the game.
Okay. All right. So is there any other hobbies that you accustomed to? What about I forget what that was called, with the strings? What is it called? The lanyard? What about that, when you designed those little things? What is it called?
I don't find time to do it.
The lanyard?
But if I was calm or just want to do something to move my hand, I'll do lanyard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I know that you did some nice designs back in May. You did a few of them, and it was pretty nice for, like, the keychains. So basically you're saying that you use the lanyard to relax when you're calm and you just want to, you know, spend a little time doing something or keep yourself busy, right?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, so now we're going to get to the pinnacle of this. We're going to talk about your personal growth. Okay? How do you feel about going through certain changes at this age? You know, from having new friends, from growing, you know, biological changes, you know, which is considered puberty. You know, how do you feel about all of the changes? You know that how you were at 8 years old, you're not the same person at 12. So you see the variations in the two. So how do you feel about your own personal growth?
I don't really know how to feel. I don't really know how to feel about this change. It just happens.
But don't you feel nervous?
No.
You don't feel nervous? You're not curious as to why certain things are happening and how it feels awkward or weird? You don't go through that type of feelings or dilemma?
No.
Okay, so you saying that it was an easy transition for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so tell me more about yourself. What are some of the things that you want to share?
I like jewelry. I like clothes. I like different type of shoes. And I like to just be doing my own thing. And I also like to hang out or travel a lot.
Okay, so you like a social butterfly?
Yes.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. So how do you feel about, like, spending time with me, your mommy?
It gets tiring.
It gets tiring? Do you feel that you spend a lot of time with me?
Well, during all this quarantine at home, I just want to be out and at home all the time.
And at home all the time. Okay, so what are some of the things that we do together?
We go bike riding.
And what else do we do?
Sell lemonade.
Sell lemonade. How do you feel about selling the lemonade? Let's talk about that. So, since she's acting a little shy right now because the spotlight is on her, she mentioned how this summer, towards the ending, how we started this lemonade business. Basically, it was me collaborating with someone who already had their business production going on, which is Bright BBC. Usually it started out with alkaline water, then it went from alkaline water to, herbal teas, and then from herbal teas it went to lemonade, me bringing in a lemonade production, and my daughter having a tremendous interest in wanting to sell lemonade. So it's still associated with the business as far as having it being alkaline based and making a lemonade and having natural substance in it. But the whole fact of the matter of, starting this business directly for her was to teach her the concept of, being able to generate income. Excuse all of the background noises. Excuse it, So if you do hear any noises, please excuse the background noise. But the lemonade was basically meant to teach her how to conduct a business, how to exchange and give money, understand what finance is and saving money. I wanted to teach her how to take a portion of her money and get more of the products that she needs to keep her business operating. So this was to teach her, about financial skills as much as how to start a business and maintain a business. So in collaboration and working in partnership with my daughter, it's usually me. I make the recipe for her, the lemonade and everything, get everything set for her and just get everything into motion, and then eventually I'll show her step by step on how to do the things on her own as far as operation. But right now I'm just teaching her about financial literacy, and she likes it a lot. So how do you feel about it when people are interested in your lemonade production? How do you feel about that? Come on. How do you feel when they interested, they be like, listen, little young lady, I want to buy this lemonade from you. How much do you charge it for?
$3.
And when they give you that $3, how do you feel when you get that $3 in your hands?
I feel completed.
You feel completed? You feel like a mission was complete? Absolutely, because you made a sale, right? So do you ever have like a goal that you want to go for? Like say like, for example, if we made 10 lemonades, right? And each of those 10 lemonades cost $3, how much are you going to make as far as a profit? Or how much money are you going to get in as far as revenue? Not profit, but revenue. So if it's 10 lemonades and you sell it for $3, that's including the labor, how much is that? How much money are you going to see coming in?
40?
No. If it's 10, if you sold the lemonade for $4, then it would be 40, but you're selling it for 3. So how much would the lemonades be if you're selling it for 10? 10 lemonades and you're selling it for $3.
30.
So you know you're going to get $30 from the 10 that you sell, right? Okay, so out of that 30, you know you're going to have to put 10 to the side to get your what?
Supplies.
Get your products, right? Okay, so technically a profit that you made was only $20, 20 bucks, right? That's your profit. Because you got to make sure you take the money out for your products so you can keep your business operating, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how does that make you feel? Do you feel like a little boss woman, young lady? Do you feel like a boss young lady?
No.
You don't feel like a boss young lady when you able to strategize, you know, put your money away and saving your money? When you come to me, you be like all excited. You be like, mommy, mommy, I saved all of this money right here. You be coming to me, showing me, I got money, I got money. So how do you be feeling? Tell me.
Accomplished.
You feel accomplished. So could you use that same strategy for school when you gotta go get that A?
No.
Or that B? Why can't you? You don't realize that when you put in the hard work for school, that A that you get is the accomplishment, because it's gonna go on your records for you to go to high school. And then when high schoolers or schools are taking an interest in you, they're going to look at your grades. And because you earned the A from studying and doing all your hard work, they're going to take an interest in you and want to take you in. And it follows with you until you go into college. So you got to take the same transferable skills as far as selling and business, and you got to do it with your education. You understand that? So you gotta have some type of balance, some sense of balance when you are, you know, going for your grades and getting good grades in school and passing your exams. Okay? So, is there any lasting remarks that you want to share for the show?
No.
No lasting remarks?
Have a good night.
That's all you want to say is have a good night?
Yes.
All right, so Kamaya, she just wanted to say goodnight to everyone. You know, the show is coming to an end, you know, but I thank you all for taking the time out to listen. This was more or less like a hands-on kind of thing that we wanted to do at the last minute. And this is why, you know, if you know, whatever she shared, you know, it was kind of like a on-the-go kind of thing, so that's why she wasn't as elaborating as much, because, you know, it was just a spot-on kind of thing, and me putting her on the spot and just having this dialogue on tonight, because I just thought it would be good to have with her and to just, like, have her express how she feel about school, her friends, hobbies, and her personal growth. So I just hope that it was a little interesting for you all, for taking the time out for listening to the memoirs of her. And I just hope that you all have a wonderful night.